What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc, segments called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs that we can trade options or trade stocks within those ETFs. I'm actually recording this podcast and making it available on YouTube so you can see the charts and see what I'm looking at. So it's the first time doing it, so make sure you check out Trade Doc on YouTube. I haven't uploaded a video in a while on that channel, but if I can do this every week, you know, help me out, help anybody else out, would be great. Today is Sunday, April 19th. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon. Nice day outside. So after I do this, I was actually going to start doing some work, but I figured, hey, let me get this done and then I'll do some work I got to do outside, some concrete I had to pour. Like, I've been wanting to do it for years, but today is going to be the day. Now, what happened in the markets this week? I haven't really been that active, especially with ETFs. I have been trading mostly just earnings. So last week we had earnings in Citibank or Citigroup. That's the only earnings trade that I made. But we can go over that. Let's take a look at Citi. Let's see. And kind of see what I was doing. I haven't closed out the trades yet, but I closed them out like on Thursday. I'm still going into next week with just a put that was for free. So I'm just holding that, looking for either two. Since I have it for the rest of the week, I'm just looking for either two outcomes. Either it'll break down on Monday or it'll come back up and retest this channel where it's been trading in for a while. So that's what's up with Citigroup. One that I do have is ALY. So I'm just looking for like a consolidation trade for coming into earnings. They're having earnings. I think it's Monday before the open. So we should see the action then. Of course, everybody decides to text me now. So we'll see. I have a couple of trades put on for them, mostly neutral. I'm just looking for a consolidation and maybe even just a breakdown in ALLY. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is the broad 32 ETFs. I'll look at some stocks at the same time, depending on the sector. But first up, we have oil, USO. And USO is trading at 421. Looks like it's retesting its bottom, which was $4.03. That was made in 30th, on March 30th. And now it's trading at 420, kind of retesting. I could probably see this kind of jog around here and move up. And looking at this, the crude oil futures trading at 25.14, it's really not showing. You know, USO is not reflecting the price of the crude. So that's a little concerning. It should have reflected the price of crude on Friday. So USO probably should have been a little bit higher on Friday, seeing that crude moved up on Thursday after hours. So that's a little questionable. See, after hours, the futures went up 30%. with USO. It was at 5%. So it's, something's not happening there. It's not reflecting the right price. So yeah, that's probably why I haven't been trading oil at all for a while, especially at these low prices. I'd rather see a pop than a drop. And they're going to be defending the prices, what I think. Next, we have XOP. XOP is trading at 42.36. Volatility is a little bit on the high side. It looks like it's kind of trying to recover a little bit. So it's making like a bullish flag here. So this could be almost like a cup and handle. Not like a saucer trade there. So these levels, 43, let's just call it 43.43. Probably see some more upside there. As far as some companies in there, Whiting Petroleum, they kind of look like they're bottoming out. So, and they have earnings early next week. I'd like to see what's happening there. Apache was up 13%. I have this gauge by the percent. WXP was up 17%. So these are very big gains on a small consolidation. So reflecting XOP, WXP, it's kind of moving it. To the side to make a move. The way things are going, I'd rather trade the indexes themselves and the ETFs. So that's what I've been doing, just individualizing it. But it's pretty good to see what stocks and why they're moving and things like that. So EQT is pretty strong. You know, I could probably see a drop there. Earnings is coming up on Wednesday, so I'd be watching out for that one. CPE is kind of bottoming. It's like got almost like a good like four bottoms here. It's pretty easy to see that. And they have earnings in next week, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a big jump here, especially trading at 43 cents. I like the CPT in the XOP sector, so I'm the chart looks bullish. I'm not bullish. Looks like we can have a leg going up like that. Seen that a lot happens, and then it comes down, goes to the top here. So that's what I'm expecting. Expecting a move to go up to like 52 on the ETF. But what stocks are going to move that? You know, the strong ones like WXP, EOG, they kind of DVN. So they're kind of pushing the stock up. Apache, APA is looking like it's ready to move up as well. So I can see that happening like that. Come back to retest. So then another one. That's kind of like a couple projections that I have of it. CXO. Happened, but I'd rather buy the ones that haven't moved it. Like WLL. This could definitely top out right here. Or something like that. So I'm just drawing out to see if my projections work out. But with XOP, I can see some consolidation or even a move up to 52. It's just been, the sector's been battered. Next, we have OIH. OIH had a reverse split, it looks like, on Wednesday, making a trade back up to $90. It was up 8% on Friday. But the tickers themselves aren't really promising. Actually, they are. So the tickers themselves were up about 10%. So that reflects pretty good. So OIH, even though it has a reverse split, it's still tradable. There's no change in the price action. So I have a couple of them here. OIH, kind of look at a couple of companies. Strongest one being APY, which is up 23%. OII was up almost 20%. So the structure is pretty good. It can continue up to this kind of consolidate in there before the big drop that retests the $2 mark again. Silica Holdings and OIH, I'm not sure, but Silica is one that I like to hold. Looking to buy in for the long side, especially at trading. It used to be trading at $5, now it's trading at $1.50. So it's pretty interesting. As far as like OIH itself, lead this to consolidate, let all the numbers get right, all the companies do what it needs to do. Next is UNG Natural Gas. I've caught a bid lately. So natural gas is moving up to the upside. It's got momentums across. Natural gas itself trading at $1.76. This is the commodity itself, so U-Gas and D-Gas would be good ways to trade this. I haven't traded natural gas just because it's manipulated, but here I'd like to be a little bit longer than shorter at this point, but no trade going into that. Next is XLE, trading at $33.95, was up 10%. Over 10.5% on Friday, so pretty good moves happening in the energy sector. XLE has been beat up for a while. You know, it used to be trading at the 50s, and it went all the way down to $22, $23. $23.88 is when it double bottom here. So you can see where the double bottom happened in late March, started in the middle of March. First bounce, second bounce was on March 23rd, and now it's moving up. Companies in there would be KMI, which was up 6%. EDX was up 7%. SLB up 8.5%. So Schlumberger is a good one. So you know, definitely a lot of opportunities in the market. CBX, the Chevron, kind of made a quick reversal from the 52s to the 83s. I mean, these are strong moves. ExxonMobil went from 30s to 45s. Now, it's not that big of a move, but still. PSX has earnings coming up, not next week, but the week afterwards. But recovering in the energy sector, the demand is just, I don't see it being there until things get cleared up. COP, maybe like that. And that's being it could come to back down to retest the 29s and then back up to the 44s, but that's being like optimistic with that. Halliburton, it's kind of like the same thing. I think like it would be trading in this in the range between say $10 and $6.50. So that's the area that I'm looking at right now. Halliburton was up 13.5% on Friday, trading at $7.59. Implied volatility is pretty low, but the relevant strength is pretty high. So XLE consolidation to bullish momentum. Next is XLU. That's the utility sector. XLU is also had its recovery. PG&E is one of the companies that have been moving that. From the recovery, from the drop that happened on March 24th to the highs, that was 43%. So pretty much, I don't know if people took profits there. I've been trading XLU for a while. I haven't done it lately, but this is a great consolidation trading here. And now I'd be looking for more. Things are bullish across the board. Volatility is starting to drop. So yeah, just picking individual companies. We got CPG, EAP, DUK, EXC, and EE. Curling, ready to move. EIX, all of them. SO, Southern Company. You know, looks like they're trying to retest them, trying to make a break for the highs. PPL, Dominion Energy, all of them pretty strong, pretty bullish. Looks like a good recovery for XLU. Next is XLI, the industrial sector. So XLI trading at 61.10 was up almost 5% on Friday. Volatility is kind of low. Momentum's pretty low as well. Haven't really traded XLI a lot. But definitely the whole sector is bullish. With Boeing up, yeah, Boeing's in there. General Electric, Deere, Lockheed Martin, FedEx. So is Boeing. TDG, General Electric. Looks like it's bottom. I don't mind General Electric go up. We got Deere also. Consolidation, it's tough. Delta Airlines, the airlines are, you know, treading, they're going to be there. Lockheed Martin, I mean, now that it's defensive, they're definitely, Lockheed Martin was up 6% on Friday. FedEx was up 5%. So has the bottom been in and everything's going to be covered? It's hard to say right now. Caterpillar, they just have a nice pullback. So Caterpillar, the pullback I just did in Caterpillar, wouldn't mind going, and I do options on all of them. So consolidation trades between $1.30 to $1.10. Next, we have XLB. That's the material sector. Looks like it's ready to do. It hasn't come back to the price of $46 where I'd like to see it come back to. but Freeport McMoRan is in there, and LMN. I'm kind of interested in this sector, the material sector. I've said it before, but material sector has been was trading very well prior to all this mess that happened. It used to be trading at $60, went down to like $36, but materials are always going to be needed, so something could go along at some point, just not yet. Next is XME, the mining sector. The mining sector was up 2% on Friday, trading at $17,695. As far as like going with individual stocks in the mining sector, there's definitely like CALU. I sold all of mine at 75 on Friday, just because I know there's going to be a pullback. So the aluminum sector I'm really bullish on. Not really steel. There's a couple of companies that I've traded that are on the aluminum sector that are not listed in here, but Apoa up 9%. And here's Freeport McMoRan up 10% on Friday. And I'm looking to place a trade, especially because they have earnings coming up on Wednesday. So on Freeport McMoRan, I'd like to see it go up. But more, it's just going to be a consolidation. It could go either way. The structure here, usually like I drew it out. I already have it drawn out, but usually it kind of pumps up and then gets pulled back down. If it breaks through the ascending wedge, then yeah, definitely we see some more down move. But if not, then yeah, the markets have recovered and it's just going to be bullish from here. Next is the MJ sector, trading at 11.50, up 3.5% on Friday. One of my favorite companies there is CARA. CARA is trading at 14.66. I haven't bought any shares for a while. I can't even tell you the last time that I sold them was, but the prices were definitely higher than that. It was in the 20s, 25s. So yeah, on that pump, that's kind of where I sold into the stock price. But in the MJ sector, I'm not even going to look at until there's some news coming out. Next is XBI, up 5.5% on Friday, trading at 91.55. I used to trade this when it was around $95 is the ones that I used to trade around the $95 mark. And that's CAGE. Looks like it hasn't participated in this rally. But it was up 9.5% on Friday. So CAGE is probably like a lagger that's good to pick up. NVTA up 6%. Bluebird Bio is up 6%. Looks like a nice double bottom here. SRPT was up 5%. ACAD is up 5%. That's a good recovery from 30 to almost 50. MRTX was up 4%. Nice double bottom trade there. IMMU, big spike. Looks like it went up 100% last week from 880 to 2625. That'll keep the sector rocking, you know. But GHDX. It's definitely hitting the low. It's something I'd be interested in. That's kind of like what I like to do. You see the sectors going up, except for these companies are not participating in it. So why, if there's a reason, why not? Maybe they've just been overlooked. That's where I like to buy it. But I'd like to see the reason why. If I really wanted to get into the biotech, but setting a long-term portfolio. I just have stocks, but I'm gonna move along. Next is XLV, up 2% on Friday, trading at 179. All-time highs was 105.08, so XLV looks like it covered everything. Mostly led by Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer. And they just wrecking, going right through all the price points. The chart in the bottom, I have a chart in the bottom that just tracks if you have one share of Johnson & Johnson, one share of Merck, and one share of Pfizer. Right now, it would be worth $271.50. Back in March 23rd, it was worth $205. So that's a good return there. But definitely just some pullbacks happening is what I'm seeing. Could happen early. Next is the retail sector, XRT, trading at $34.37. They look like they've double bottomed as well. Could see it another leg up. I mean, shopping hasn't stopped. Next is XLP, another nice recovery from 47.60 back up to 65. This is, here I have the chart. If you have Procter & Gamble, one share of Walmart, two shares of Coca-Cola, and one share of Pepsi, be worth $5.36 back in March 23, it would be worth $4.25. So that's over, if you bought, like I said, one share of each, you put $4.25, it'd be worth $5.36. So another group that's ready for a pullback. Next is XLY. That's consumer discretionary. They should be moving up slowly. They went all the way down to 81. Now it's trading at 112. I might have to cut this a little bit short because I don't want to go. I got to get some things done. But semiconductors were up 1%. Real estate was up 2%. It's looking pretty strong. Another bullish move. See this happening to retest the top of 88.22. By financials, which I've been shorting, was up 5%. TLT was down 1.5%. Gold was down 2%. And it looks like it's going to keep on moving down. So I'm going to leave it at that probably. So anyways, let me do a couple more. Not through the SPY, but the SPY is definitely going up and retesting that 285 area. This is the area where I said it might be pulling back from here. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I'll be sure to do this next week, probably a little bit better, a little bit more in depth, try to go over all 32 charts, but today is not going to be the day. Volatility, China, India, it's kind of coming back, but India was up. Russia, who's retesting, I like it. EFA, well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Peace.